Oh, Carl, CARLCRUSE, 3/6/1960. Date of birth, he was seen 9/26/25. This is a 65-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with hemiplegia and hemiparesis following a spinal, following a cerebral infarction affecting his left side. Dysphagia, weight loss, his LMAC is now 19, protein, calorie, malnutrition, difficulty swallowing, period. New paragraph, Carl is a single gentleman, has a brother and a sister that see about him at the home where he's staying. His caregiver, Victor, tells me that he was hospitalized with hypokalemia and cardiac issues. Most recently, he came to them with a Foley catheter in place, which has been discontinued since then, period. Carl has a tendency not to talk when he doesn't want to. He would not talk to me today. He did not speak one word. All the information was obtained from the caregiver. His PPS is at 30%. He has aphasia, expressive aphasia, but sometimes he can speak one or two words, as I mentioned. He also has his speech is garbled. He sleeps 12 hours a day. He's totally and completely bedbound. He is total, completely ADL dependent. He gets short of breath with exertion and turning. He's only able to swallow semi-solid food, and that's only with much encouragement, and take some time to feed him, period. Patient is now eating about 30 to 40% of his food with a childlike appetite. He wears a diaper, of course, because he's totally bowel and bladder incontinent. His Foley catheter, which he had initially, has been discontinued now, period. He has evidence of decreased skin turgor. Related to poor intake. As far as his mentation is concerned, his FASD score is most likely at 7D, as in David, period. His other comorbidities include intellectual disability, hypertension, aspiration, history of small bowel obstruction, hypokalemia, his rectal tube, which he initially had a couple of months ago, has also been discontinued per Victor, and he's having semi-solid bowel movements at this time. His O2-SAT today is stable at 95% on room air. Blood pressure is 165/93, period. Well, change his LMAC to 20 centimeters instead of 19 centimeters, sorry. Let's see. Overall prognosis remains guarded. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. I'll put on top, patient is currently in his seventh benefit period from 7/29/25 to 9/26/25. I also put down, patient is, today's visit was for face-to-face evaluation. This will be shared with the medical director, hospice medical director as well. Put that on top. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.